The Carja Sligo Arts Festival runs from this Saturday, July the 6th, through until the following Saturday, July the 13th. There's a mixture of performance, visual art, literary events and music. Amongst the musical events, a specially commissioned concert takes place on the opening night, July the 6th. So that's this coming Saturday, and it will feature folk and contemporary music from Ireland, Austria, Poland, Morocco and France. The concert is called Miascon, Music Across Cultures. And two of the collaborators are in our Sligo studio right now, Cathy Jordan of Dervish, who makes up the Irish element of the collaboration, and fiddle player Claudia Schwab making up the Austrian element of this particular collaboration. I suppose Miascon really is an appropriate term here, a mixture, Cathy, but the first piece that you're going to play for us, I'm guessing, is pretty much the Irish side, Pluri na mBan don Óg.
Absolutely. It's a song from Leitrim that Seamus O'Haney says it makes the beginnings of My Lag and Love. It forms the basis for the melody on that. And mixed in is Claudia, who studied Indian fiddle. So there's a kind of a Pluri na mBan Indianized, if that's a word.
Fair enough. We'll take it.
Yeah.
We'll take it. Go off you go down and do a bit of an Indianization for us as we listen to Pluri na mBan.
Okay.
The Man Don Óg there, performed first by Cathy Jordan with Claudia Schwab there. Absolutely, when you said to me beforehand about the Lag and Love, it's very, very much to the fore in that melody, Cathy.
Absolutely, and I think it went on the same year, went on to America. I think Joan Baez sung a song called The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood. So airs get around the world one way or another.
Yeah, if it's a good tune, people are going to take it and call it their
Absolutely.
Own, aren't they?
Yeah.
What was the instrument, Claudia, that you were playing there? Or was it instruments? Obviously, there was something making a drone.
Yeah, I was just playing a normal fiddle in an Indian style, sliding up and down. And in the background, we had a tampura, an electrical drone instrument from India that I brought back from one of my trips.
That's quite a mix you have, because you, obviously you're Austrian, I think, by birth, yes?
I am, yeah.
And then you came to Ireland for a stint as an au pair, but you never went back.
Correct.
And India came into the mix as well.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the Austrian aspect, where music, what part of your life, or what part did music play in your life in Austria?
So my mum is a violin teacher, classical violin teacher. And I would have been grown up playing in orchestras and playing classical music, really, up until my teenage years. And I got into Austrian folk music and the folk music events, the dance events, and then all sorts of folk music and Balkan musics and Irish music. I just learned a couple of tunes, and then I wanted to go to Ireland and learn more.
And so you came to Ireland and you learned more, using the au pair as an excuse to get here. When then did India start to become part of the scene, if you like? Because I'm very interested how you used, that's a standard violin you were playing there, but it sounded very much like an Indian instrument.
Yeah, that's just, it's the technique, like you just played very differently, sliding instead of putting one finger next to another. I actually went on a trip to India in, I think it was 2008 or 9 for the first time, very randomly, just because I kind of was searching for something to do with my life. So I planned a trip to India for 3 months, and then I planned to go to college in UCC. And it was all very random, just recommended to me by friends that have been traveling there. And another friend of mine from Austria had actually been thinking about going over, and she had a contact with an Indian violin teacher. And I just thought it'd be nice to do something with locals. So I started taking lessons and yeah.
Well, that's a classic, I suppose, Cathy. That's classic what Claudia has described to us there. It's really what's involved in this concert. It is about people with a whole diverse set of musical influences coming together.
Absolutely, and it's an extraordinary experience for me. Usually I work fairly close within the I won't say confines, because I don't find it confining, but just within the traditional Irish music. And it's wonderful to sit down today in the Blue Raincoat Theatre performance space, and I'd like to thank them for their use of their space, to sit down there with musicians from around the world, taking out all sorts of different delightful instruments that I mightn't have played with before, and just everyone bringing something different and new to the table. And today was the first day.
I was going to say, that was this the first day that the group of you got together? How many are we talking about? Quite a lot, I think.
There's six of us.
Yeah.
And three girls and three boys. And there's one more Irish girl, Irene Buckley. She'll be on the electronics and vocals, and she's amazing. She's from County Cork, and we have Raphael and Bodic and Souf, and we're well represented. So we only met this morning and took out the instruments at 11 o'clock, and you know, where do we go from here? And by the end of the evening, just before we called over to this studio, we had six pieces that we were smiling
ready.
At each other. Well, not quite ready, but the bones of them, you know, from absolute scratch, which is great.
And Claudia, would you think that what you're looking for in that situation, like today's rehearsal, are you looking for, in fact, where things match up? Or are you looking for how the differences play off each other? How do you go about that?
That's a very good question.
Well, thanks very much.
We're yet to find out.
Yeah.
You'll tell me after the concert.
Yes, I guess both.
But when things started up today, I'm even wondering, where do you start? Because you mentioned, we mentioned this both Austrian and North Indian aspect to your music. Where Raphael, Bodek and Souf, what were they bringing to the table in terms of what type of music were they bringing?
So basically what we did is we just went around in a circle, and everyone just had to come up with something,
yeah,
play something they would like to share, and everything has been accepted so far. It's really good stuff. Everyone brought really good stuff. Raphael, for example, he brought this R&B French-inspired funky track.
All right.
And we'll see what we're going to do with this.
And Bodek is bringing percussion from where? Is that the...
He is based in Berlin, but he's from Poland originally, I think.
Right. And yeah. And the other person who's in the big group that's in the concert we're talking about tonight, you're also playing in a separate concert, just the two of you, Souf.
With Souf.
Nikritin, is it?
Nikritin, yeah. So Souf and Souf, what did you bring to the table today?
Beautiful guitar playing and bass playing.
Yeah, an original song.
And where's he from? What kind of music are we talking about? What's the origin?
So that was Moroccan inspired today. And to get in our duo, we'll be doing Moroccan tunes. We're going to do an Armenian folk tune we did today. Mm. We're going to do some Austrian stuff. Some
right, so a real mix. Tunes. Just before we go to the second piece, Cathy, you're just back from Glastonbury. Were you there purely as a spectator?
No, Dervish were celebrating 30 years going around the world, and we ended up at the acoustic stage yesterday afternoon. I just flew in from Boston, shot into Glastonbury, and I was back in my own bed last night, just after midnight. So
you were on at the same time as Kylie, seemingly.
We got the tail end of "Can't Get You Out of My Head."
And can you not get the song out of your head since?
She's in there since.
Right. Tell us a bit about the second piece you're going to perform for us then, Yodel Funk.
Yeah, this is a Claudia special. I'm only there on the Bowron.
Right. Well, yeah, there's no only Bowrons.
Of course not. Of course not, Sean. Of course not.
I'm told Bulgarian dance tunes, Moroccan folk songs meet North Indian classical inspired compositions, Austrian yodels and Armenian folk grooves. Is there anything left, I ask myself?
I don't think so.
No. Well, let's have a listen. Yodel Funk. Yes, I like the sound of that. Yodel Funk, and that's from Cathy Jordan and Claudia Schwab in our Sligo studio this evening. They were talking to us about Miascon Music Across Cultures. The Carja Sligo Arts Festival takes place, that concert, 8 p.m. this Saturday, July the 6th. The venue is the Blue Raincoat Theatre in Sligo. You can find out full details of the festival at carjafestival.com.